At the Altec Symposium, I'm visiting with David Westcott. And David, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do and where you're from.
Thanks. I work for APCO Worldwide, which is a global public affairs firm based in Washington, D.C. I work out of their Raleigh office, and I specialize in crisis communications and social media.
Well, that's why you're here at Symposium, because you are conducting or participating, I guess you might say, in a session dealing with crisis management. Tell us, first of all, just a little bit about the session itself and what you see as the goal try to accomplish there.
Sure. Well, as you know, a lot of agriculture companies and farmers have experienced some kind of crisis, but generally speaking, most are unprepared for the kind of crises that we see today. And so what we're trying to do is bring some expertise both on the crisis management side from retail people and farming people and science people, and from the communication side from public relations and issues management people and crisis people like myself and Gavin McGaw, to help give them the kind of experience, understand the kinds of things that they want to prepare for, and give them a glimpse as to what it really looks like and how fast it really moves.
Talk about, because I'm helping you and you're part of this session, but I think it's an interesting concept and hopefully went over well the first time. We're going to be doing that again here at Symposium, but describe the idea behind the little project that I'm helping you with.
Sure, Chuck, and thank you for all your help. You've been great. We put together a scenario where we create a fictional company called Big Mama Foods. It's a large national food company, and this company is faced with a problem that emerges in the news and breaks on Twitter, and it moves along very quickly, and we go through the exercise of essentially ambushing the CEO with a video camera, much as you might see in news reports. And Chuck, you put together a great lead-in to talk about the breaking news, and then we go right to the video by the CEO, who's taken completely by surprise, and then we let the room react to that, and we have some experts in crisis communications up on the stage react to that performance, if you will, and just go through the steps, what we need to do next, and probably what we should have thought of before this kind of thing happened.
I wasn't there for the whole session, but one thing kind of struck me a little bit was when you were asking questions, there was not a lot of responding, and I'm wondering if that meant there wasn't, in that room at least, a lot of experience dealing with crisis management, which is probably a good thing, and why they were there.
Yeah, it's a great point. There, at least initially, there wasn't a lot of feedback from the room. And I think it's because the way they think of what a crisis is was somewhat different before they came into the session. Most people think of a crisis as sort of a fire at the facility where you call 911, the authorities come in pretty quickly, and they take over from there. And there's really no culpability. Everybody understands what happened. But in reality, a crisis is a loss of control and a loss of the narrative, and the media plays a role, and you're put in a position where you're on the defensive. And a lot of people just don't think about that. It's just not something that comes up in day-to-day operations, and frankly, it's expensive and it's time-consuming. And based on the chances that something will happen, they don't invest a lot of time and resources on the front end for it.
What would be a few takeaways you wanted people to have coming away from that session?
Well, there's a couple of things that you can do in advance to make sure that you're ready for something like this. Obviously, no one can predict what's going to happen, but being proactive and building relationships with influential people in your community, in your industry, among consumer groups, so that they're ready to sort of come to your defense if something happens and you're in a position where you can't always speak for yourself. At the very least, having people by you who know you, who say, well, this isn't the company that I know, or this isn't the farm that I know, can help you in a pinch if you can't get out there and speak. And the other thing you can do is be prepared in media training and understand what it's like to talk to the media, how to react in those situations where you get confronted with a camera. Train enough so you know that if something happens quickly, you can go right to your head and right to the training that you get and try to react accordingly.
Looking at our first volunteer CEO for Big Mama Foods, getting back to that example, what did you see in terms of how he reacted to my kind of accosting him to ask about this terrible tragedy that his company had perpetrated?
Well, first thing that came to my mind was he's a really good sport for the whole thing. And he tried to answer the questions directly. you know, he did what I think most people in that situation would do. You're presented with a question, your impulse is to try to answer it. It's not necessarily to kind of go back and say, well, I don't have all the information, but I can tell you who I am and what I stand for, and we'll get back to you with whatever facts can come your way. And so he just sort of became immediately reactive, immediately defensive, and wound up looking reactive and defensive. And that's not necessarily where you want a leader, like a CEO of a major company, to be. And, you know, the environment contributed to that, and the conditions contributed to that. But all in all, he reacted in very similar to the way most people would react in that situation.
So I'm assuming he probably learned a little bit from that experience.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. And honestly, I hope he had a little bit of fun in the process, because the way the scenario worked and the way the simulation worked, he was responsible for decisions throughout the simulation, where ultimately the call was his. He could get input from the audience, he could get input from the panel. But we tried to run it as if he's a company leader facing decisions with inadequate information, which is really what you see in a crisis, and is really what I hope people came away with, is try to figure out how to get information quickly, how to develop contingencies, and how to understand that even if you don't have all the information, you still have to make decisions.
I'm going to guess that if a company, and this could be a farm for that matter, feels I don't say inadequate, but they just don't know how to really handle this, even in preparation, there are probably some professionals that they could call upon, companies, and, you know, would you point them in that direction if they really feel like they need that?
Well, there are going to be times where you are going to need that. You need people from the outside to help you when the conditions are really cataclysmic. The instinct for most companies, and especially most farmers, is to keep everything in-house. Don't go out. You know, you stick with the people who you trust. Relationships in agriculture are so important, and trust is so important. But sometimes you need to reach out to somebody who actually does this sort of thing for a living. It's never an easy thing to do. But the good news is there are some things that you can do ahead of time that don't require the very expensive services of a professional in this regard. And that's things like making sure you have your messages down already about who you are and what you do, so when you're confronted, you can deal with that. Having those relationships ahead of time, and doing drills, preparing, even if it's just a mental exercise. What would I do if something terrible happened? What would I do if I lost control? And if you're prepared like that, you can mitigate the damage. You may still have to bring in an outsider, and you may lose more money, but at least you won't lose your reputation. And you know, in agriculture, where relationships and reputation mean so much and trust means so much, you're as good as your word, you're as good as your reputation, and that's really what you need to preserve in situations like that.
Great advice. Thank you very much, David Westcott, one of our presenters here at the Alltech International Symposium with a session on crisis management. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.